Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Baptism of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Growing up, my family did not go camping. As a child, our vacations included destinations in Michigan, usually with a nice hotel on a body of water with a beach. We slept on mattresses with clean sheets, we weren't exposed to the elements, meals were prepared at local restaurants, and the bathrooms had flush toilets. It wasn't until I married my husband that I was introduced to camping. He was well acquainted with the whole camping scene because his parents owned and operated a campground in Grayling for a big part of his childhood. In the early days of our marriage, we did a few short camping trips with friends. Once we had children, we opted to get a pop-up camper. But even with that luxury, we still chose to camp in rustic campgrounds, selecting sites with more space and only the bare minimum conveniences, a pit toilet and a hand pump for water. Having two small boys running around in nature, it was safe to say that we had an abundance of dirt tracked into the camper. We heated up water and bathed the boys in a small tub every evening, but could only do spot cleaning for ourselves. By the end of the week in the woods, I felt like I had the accumulation of several pounds of extra soil in my hair, under my nails, and caked on my skin. I pulled my hair into a braid or ponytail to hide how scruffy it was looking. I was filthy. Fortunately, at the end of this camping trip, we were close to my husband's sister's cabin, and she had hot water and a shower. I'm pretty sure that I rushed through the greetings of, "Nice to see ya," and "Great place you have here," while I sprinted to her bathroom and hopped into the shower. I emerged feeling lighter and brighter and ready for what came next. I felt cleansed, reborn, and transformed. Let's look at today's gospel reading where Jesus enters the water of the Jordan River for baptism. Jesus left his home in Galilee and traveled to meet John in the Jordan River, leaving behind his private life to begin his very public life. Jesus didn't need baptism, but he participated in it so that he could show us his humanity. When we were baptized, most of us as infants, it freed us from original sin. We were given a new beginning in life. Jesus had changed the water from an outward sign of repentance and a way to clean away the mud of human filth into a vehicle of the Holy Spirit. Now the waters of baptism could bring about deep inner cleansing, rebirth, and transformation. As changed as those people being baptized by John felt, and as energized as I felt after my shower, it's a droplet compared to the healing power of the waters of baptism and the Holy Spirit. In this gospel, Jesus saw the heavens open and the Spirit of God descend like a dove. He heard the voice of God. In recalling our baptism, let us also listen to the voice from the heavens and apply it to ourselves as Christians united with the body of Jesus. We are God's beloved. God is well pleased with us. Let us remember that God is with us in the water, and He is also with us in the world. In our baptism, we have put on Christ. Let's go pour out the transforming power of the Holy Spirit onto the dirt of humanity and bring about transformation. It just might feel as good as a hot shower after a week of camping.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.